We just can't have a folk festival without water witchers and Florida crackers and musical songs and a little hog calling and straw beating and fiddle playing, of course. And here's Zeke, who's been coming to the folk festival for 18 years with his pretty wife, Rosa. Whom he taught to beat the straws.
This is Zeke Stevens and his wife, Rosie, from Panama City, with a two-piece string band down yonder. Just a minute. I'd like to say that Battlehammer Republic on this famous gourd settlement. Gourd fiddle. Thank you very much.
That sounds most as good as that veal, doesn't it? I believe Zeke made that fiddle.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, he did. That's what he said. And he owns a beautiful collection of museum piece fiddles. And we'd love to have him and Rosa come to the festival. A family affair, and we've watched all these children grow up here at the festival. They brought them when they were babes in arms, and this is good. This is the way it should be. Oh, isn't it wonderful to have the Psaltery here? And Bob and Evelyn with it, our wonderful friends, our wonderful singers. Perhaps the best known folk singers in the land. They've sung all around our country, in Alaska, overseas, all around the world. And wherever they go, doors open for them. They are welcomed with their beautiful music, the music of the Psaltery. They are steeped in it. Let's give them a great big hand. Bob and Evelyn Beers.
Not too close. Well, I'm going to see how well you remember a song that I taught you about 2 years ago when I was here. And for you who are under, we'll say, 10 years old, this song will be very commonplace. And for you that are over 40 and who are entering your second childhood, the song will ring some bells. So here it is. It's one of our favorite songs called I'm Gonna Tell. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Now you heard that high note? That high note is an indefinite note, and if you sing that in tune, it's wrong. Try it now. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna that yell. Won't do. Not a person singing out there. I mean everyone, even the front row. Here we go. You can do it. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. Now that would be all right except for one thing. You can't remember how nasty you were. Do you remember how nasty you were when, you know, when this kid pushed you and you said, I'm gonna tell, you know, wrinkle up your face? If you sing it that way with me, you'll lose all your hostilities for the next week. Try it now. I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you. That's great.
I'm gonna tell that you busted a plate. I'll tell all about the banana you ate. I'll tell on you one time, I'll tell on you two. I'm gonna tell on you.
Now everyone.
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell that you stole my ball. I'll tell mommy that you made me fall. I'll take back my marbles and tinker toys too. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell that you punched me and hit me. I'm gonna tell that you kicked me and bit me. But I won't tell mommy what I did to you. I'm just gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell that you messed up your room. I'm gonna tell that you broke my balloon. I'll tell all about every bad thing you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna tell, I'm gonna holler and I'm gonna yell. I'll get you in trouble for everything you do. I'm gonna tell on you.
This is a song about a wife who loves her husband very much. Betsy, go home. Your husband is ill.
Is he ill? Well, I'll give him a pill. Come, my dear.
Betsy, go home. Your husband is worse.
Is he worse? Well, I am no nurse. Oh, come, my dear Franz, just one more dance, and then I'll go home to my dear old man. Then I'll go home to my dear old man.
Betsy, go home. Your husband is dead.
Is he dead? Well, there's no more to be said. Come, my dear Franz, just one last dance, and then I'll go home to my dear old man. And then I'll go home to my dear old man.
Betsy, go home. The will's to be read. I said, the will's to be read.
Oh, come, my dear Franz, this is no time to dance. I must go weep for my poor old man. I must go weep for my poor old man.
Thank you.
That was brief. How about an encore?
Are we there? Yes, I'm there. I won't need the psaltery for this one, but I'll need you. It's a song called Two Foxes. And you don't have to know the words to this song. You sort of just automatically know them. One cold frosty night, one cold frosty night,
I believe.
It was in the winter, two foxes went out for some prey. They trotted along in frolicking song to cheer their lonely way, way, way. To cheer their lonely way. Let's hear all those bass voices on that. They trotted along. They trotted along. I didn't hear them. They trotted along.
In hopes
to find a rabbit or a goose astray. Well, at last they came to some better game in the farmer's barn by the way, way, way.
In the farmer's barn by the way.
On the roost there sat.
On the roost there sat.
Very, very fat. As a fox, he could wish for his dinner. Well, at last they found a hole by the ground, and they both went in like sinners, sinners, sinners.
And they both went in like sinners.
They both went in.
They both went in.
With a squeeze.
And a grin. And the chickens, they were quickly killed. Well, one of them munched and he feasted and he lunched till his belly was fairly filled, filled, filled.
Till his belly was fairly filled.
The other fox was wise.
The other fox was wise.
He looked all around
with both of his eyes. And would heartily eat at all. For when he came in with a squeeze and a grin, he noticed that the hole was small, small, small.
He noticed that the hole was small.
The other fox, you see,
the other fox, you see,
turned very, very red
from embarrassment. At the end of a farmer's pole, he got that way with a wick and a whack, with his bottom corked up in a hole, hole, hole.
With his bottom corked up in a hole.
Thank you.
We'll be hearing from them again and again. And now it's time, I think, for some picking and some singing from Grady and the Good Guys, West Palm Beach. Let's give them a great big hand. this too is a family affair. Introduce your sons, Grady.
Well, ladies and gentlemen, on the right is Neil Thompson from West Palm Beach. He's my youngest son. On the left is Brian Thompson, my little banjo player. We're going to do a number for you called Shucking Corn. Thank you very much. I'd like to tell you a little bit about our trip on the way up here. We were packing up yesterday to get ready to come, and I thought that Brian had put our uniforms in the car, and he thought that I had put them in our camper, and we drove off and left our tickets and our uniforms at home. And on the way up here, we saw a Salvation Army rummage sale, and we stopped and bought these shirts for a nickel apiece. So that's how it is.
What's the name of this next hymn?
We're going to show our bass man off a little bit. He's a smart aleck anyway, and right now we're going to do a little thing called My 9-Pound Hammer. My 9-pound hammer is way too heavy for my size, for my size. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? It's a long way to Harlem, long way to Hazard, get a little brew, get a little brew. Roll on, buddy, don't you roll so slow. How can I roll when the wheels won't go? Thank you. For the last few years, this next tune we're going to do has had a lot of play. We just thought that, well, in fact, they wore it out all over the world. It's a little thing called Gentle on My Mind. It's knowing that your door is always open and your path is free to walk. That makes me tend to leave my sleeping bag rolled up and stashed behind your couch. It's knowing I'm not shackled by forgotten words and bonds, the ink stains that have dried upon some lines. That you're moving on the back road by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. It's not clinging to the rocks and ivy planted on their columns now to find me, or something that somebody said because they thought we fit together walking. It's knowing that the world will not be cursing or forgiving as I walk along some railroad track and find that you're waving from the back road by the rivers of my memories. For hours you're just gentle on my mind. The wheat fields, the clotheslines, the junkyards, and the highways come between us. Some other woman crying to her mother cause she turned and I was gone. I still might run in silence, tears of joy stain my face, the summer sun might burn me till I'm blind. But not to where I cannot see you walking on the back road by the rivers flowing gentle on my mind. I dip my cup of soup back from a gurgling, cracking cauldron in some train yard. My beard a roughening coal pile, a dirty hat pulled across my face. With both hands cupped around a beer can, I pretend to hold you to my breast and find that you're waving on the back road by the rivers of my memories, ever smiling, ever gentle on my mind. Thank you very much. Right now I'd like to do a little tune for you. Our old friend Shep Woolley recorded this in about 1960. It's a little thing called That's My Pa. It really reminds me of kind of the way things I've seen back in the country, back when I was a young'un. Now, back in the country where I was born, it was on a little old hillside farm. My pa raised 10 kids and one of them was me. In the fall of the year, when the fields got white, we could start picking cotton about daylight. And on Saturday, pa, he'd take it all to town. Then late in the evening, when things got still, we could hear pa coming down the hill. He'd rear back and he'd sound off like this. He'd say, whoo, whoo, hoo-hoo. That's my pa. Play one, Ron. Well, we'd go out to meet him with a lantern light because the roads got crooked on a Saturday night. And he'd come on down the hill and stop in the yard. He He'd climb up on that wagon seat. He'd say, boys, I'm hard to beat. 200 pounds of steel and twice as hard. He said, I'm wild and woolly and full of fleas. I've never been curried below the knees. He'd rear back and he'd bellow out again. He'd say, whoo, whoo, whoo. That's my pa. Said I'm strong as a mule and about half wild, and I can whip anybody in a half a mile. Of course, there wasn't anybody there but me and little Skeet. He said I'm just as tough as a hickory briar, and I can dive deeper and come up drier. And he did it too, right off that wagon seat. Well, it shook Pa up when he hit the ground. He got up and looked around, and he just reared back and let us have it again. He said, whoo. That's my pal. Thank you very much.
I think I'll go down and find that Salvation Army outlet. Boy, those shirts are a real bargain, aren't they? They look pretty on them. Well, sir, Mike charmed us this morning. Michael Cooney, that is. Mike's from all over the place. He was born in California. He grew up in Arizona. And he's traversed this land sharing his treasure trove of song. Welcome, Michael Cooney.
What's that?
Yeah, that's what I noticed. Well, let's see. First thing I'd like to do is borrow a capo. If anybody has a capo that's right handy, at the end of this song, I'll need it. Rats, rats everywhere, in the kitchen and on the stair, rocking babies in their cradles, tasting soup from the cook's soup ladles, eating flour from every bin, and raising the devil in Hamelin, Hamelin, Germany, a long time ago. Rats, rats everywhere, wherever you looked, the rats were there. Took a nap in Papa's shoes, sat in the living room, read the news. What a condition that town was in, little old town of Hamelin, Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. The mayor and council scratched their heads, tossed and turned in their ratty beds, passed a big appropriation to count the rats in the population, solemnly resolved that it was a sin for rats to live in Hamelin, Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Now if you just can't hold back, it's all right to sing the part about Hamelin, Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Now that's if you can't hold back. If you just can't stand it, well, go ahead and sing that part. Little man knocked on the mayor's door. No one had ever seen him before. Dressed in clothes of a gayer mood than ever were seen in Hollywood. If the mayor will let me in, I'll drive the rats from Hamelin, Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. They hugged him, kissed him, patted his head, What is your name? The mayor said, I'm the Pied Piper, I blow this horn. There never was a rat ever was born could resist my merry din, not even the rats of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Blow your horn both far and wide, save our city, the mayor cried. Whatever you ask, we will gladly pay, if you'll only drive those rats away. A couple of grand you will surely win, if you get the rats out of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. A tweedledee and a foodledo, a little tune he started to blow. Sounded like bacon, sounded like cheese, sounded like kitcheny melodies. The rats came out with a snicker and a grin from all of the houses of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. They followed the music, bright and gay, over the hills and far away. The Hamelinians loudly cheered as the rat procession disappeared, and never a rat was seen again in the little old town of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Oh, the Pied Piper waited, hat in hand, to collect his fee, couple of grand. Mayor and council scratched their pates, said this is way above union rates for a tune on the flute or the violin. We only pay scale in Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Well, a Pied Piper said okay, put on his hat and turned away. Started playing a couple of tunes, sounded like candy and toy balloons, like merry-go-rounds and a jolly spin, calling the children of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. All the children came out into the street, followed the piper with dancing feet, followed the music, bright and gay, over the hills and far away. The town got quiet like it never had been since the beginning of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, long time ago. Now in some country far away, a bunch of hippies swing and sway. Well, a gaudy piper, old and gray, plays on a clarinet night and day, while back home their sorrowing kin mourn for the children of Hamelin. Hamelin, Germany, my grandma told me so, a long, long time ago.
Well, that song was written by a lady who's 72 years old. She wrote it when she was a kid. About 56. Her name is Malvina Reynolds. She lives in Berkeley, California. She's written more nice songs, big and little, about all kinds of things. I'll be singing some more of her songs as this week end progresses. I really admire her and her spirit. She writes songs for her friends and songs for her friends where she lives and songs for her friends everywhere. You might have heard of some of her songs, like Little Boxes and What Have They Done to the Rain. Well, I'll sing you one more song here. And this is a song that goes back, probably before the 1920s. I'm not exactly sure when. And I learned it off a 78 RPM record that a friend of mine found in a Goodwill store in Omaha, Nebraska. Recorded by a fellow named Frank Crummett. You remember Frank Crummett? Well, I remember Frank Crummett. And this is a song that was probably the result of, not the result, probably a sideways comment on what was probably a minor scandal when and about 1904 or 6 or 8, the National Geographic first began to print photographs of South Sea Island ladies, various states of undress. We'll assume that there was a minor scandal and voices were raised in anguished protest, to which the fellows up at National Geographic probably replied, "It's in the interests of science." And this song is not a direct comment, but a sideways comment. Friend of mine had some fine photographs he took, and he kept them in a book. He let me have a look. They were scenes of some queens down in Borneo. First I glanced, and then I danced, and then I hollered, "Oh, I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. If half those photographs are really so, say, can't you picture me beneath a pepper tree? I'd be so peppery among those wild women. There's very little clothing worn-io, and no tight shoes to hurt your corneo. Give a girl a ring down there when you propose, and she'll have more on her finger than she has clothes. I've been wasting half my life, I know. I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. Friend of mine, he showed his fine pictures to my dad, and daddy wore a smile for the longest while. Showed a few pictures to dear old Uncle Josh. First he winked, then he blinked, and then he hollered, "Gosh, I wish that I'd been born in Borneo. If half those photographs are really so, say, can't you picture me beneath a rubber tree? What a rubber neck I'd be among those wild women. There's very little clothing worn-io, and no tight shoes to hurt your corneo. You should see the way they dress for Sunday school. You would think that they just came back from a swimming pool instead of being born in Kokomo. I wish to the Lord that I'd been born in Borneo."
I can't think of a nicer thing to happen to Mike than to be followed by one of our favorite lovelies, Sandra Thomas from Delray Beach. You've seen her many times here at Florida Folk Festival, and we welcome her again with her friend Richard Warren, here for the first time, to back her up. Let's give them up. Nice big hand.
Thank you. Okay. Oh my, here we go with the tuning. Okay? One, two, three, four.
I have the news to bring, and that's why I sing. All my joys with you I'll share. I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship and go sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the bell gun ring while I bid this world goodbye. Spend all my time in prayer, and when the ship comes in, I'll leave this world of sin and go sailing through the If ashamed of me, you ought not to be, and you better have a care. If too much fault you find, you should be left behind when I'm sailing through the air. Oh, I'm gonna take a trip on that old gospel ship. I'm going far beyond the sky. I'm gonna shout and sing till the bell done ring when I bid this world. Thank you very much. He is quite good, I agree. Silver Dagger is a traditional song that sounds like it could have been written by, I guess, Women's Lib. It's all about a girl who's all against men. Thinks they're real bad.
Cousin Dee Dee has been absent for a year or so, and we welcome him back today. An old-time banjo man who's been to many, many festivals and teaches banjo down in the St. Petersburg area. He's back with bells on, and he'll have a group of his banjo pickings little ones up here Saturday. Let's welcome Cousin Dee Dee Yokley of St. Petersburg. All right, just 1 minute. We've got a little lost boy here. Please, somebody claim him real fast.
So thank you very much, Cousin Thelmer, and it's a pleasure being back with y'all. I've been here practically every festival the last 2 years, and I had an operation of cataracts. I'm wearing contact lenses, and I got to where I can see pretty good to get around again. So thankful that I can see, and so we're going to play an old number here, all us like to play when I come here, way down upon the Suwannee River. I think all the old folks at home. So my friend with me here from St. Petersburg is Calvin Kimmel, and he's a great friend of mine, and we play the banjos together. We're going to give you a solo now on the banjo. Now we'll play another number. Calvin's going to play a couple of verses. I'll back him up, and then I'll take a couple of verses. Oh, them golden slippers. Play another one, When You and I Were Young, Maggie. Thank you. Thank you very much. Now we play an old bluegrass piece, sure, the Foggy Mountain Breakdown. Thank you very much. Thank you very much.
Gene and Lee Schilling have a festival up at Cosby, Tennessee, way up in the heart of the Great Smokies, in a beautiful tree-shaded area. They are over here with their beautiful dulcimers with which they make. Jean is an artist. My goodness, her talent just goes in all directions. She's a bird fancier. I'm sure she's a bird authority because she lives amongst them. And Lee goes right along with her. There's not much that he can't do. She takes the lead and he follows, and we just love to have them come and make music for us, bring their crafts and demonstrate and sell. Let's welcome them both.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. It's a real pleasure to be back down here in Florida.
Well, we'll start off this afternoon with one of our old favorite dance tunes. You'll probably hear a lot of this tune this weekend if you stay the whole time. It's called Old Joe Clark. We'll do
old song that's one of our favorites. It's a song the Carter family used to use for their theme song, kind of a gospel song that tells you how to meet life, called Keep on the Sunny Side.
There's a dark and a troubled side of life. There's a bright and a shiny side too. Though we meet with the darkness and strife, the sunny side we also may view. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our ways. If we keep on the sunny side of life, let us greet with a song of hope each day. Though the moment be cloudy or fair, let us trust Savior always, to keep us each one in his care. Keep on the sunny side, always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life. Always on the sunny side. Keep on the sunny side of life. It will help us every day. It will brighten all our way if we keep on the sunny side of life.
Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay, back when our mountains were settled, we didn't have blues music up there because those weren't our settlers. But some of the blues music filtered up, and this next song is one that we sing as an old-time mountain song, but it's really a blues song. It's called the Worried Man Blues. If you know it, sing along with us. Clap, stomp, hoot and holler, all that kind of stuff.
Sing a worried song, it takes a worried man to sing a worried song. It takes a worried man to sing a worried song.